This is St. Louis Public Radio. Alana Marie grew up hearing stories of her father's happy childhood in the city of Kinloch during the 1960s and 70s. By the time she was born, a few decades later, the once thriving African-American community had suffered from decay. But her family's fond memories and her own curiosity drove her to make a documentary about the city in North St. Louis County. The filmmaker and her father, Gerald Flowers, explained to St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler about the area's heyday and its downfall.
I was born and raised in Kinloch, 8449 Scudder, to Pauline and Richard Flowers. We had literally everything. You know, our own post office, dentist office, furniture store, grocery store, obviously fire department and all that. I mean, we had everything. A sense of community, even with, like, discipline, you know what I mean? When we were coming up, if our parents didn't see us actually doing something mischievous, then Miss Johnson, Miss Smith, Miss Baker, they were our, you know, mom and dad.
The city of Kinloch has drastically changed. There's no tax-generating businesses currently in the city, to my knowledge. So you have City Hall and you have the churches. But any businesses, there are no businesses there. You would consider it a food desert. You have to go to another municipality to get any and everything that you need. But there's still a sense of community there. People still live there. People have their homes paid off there.
It was kind of misconstrued that the Lambert Field, that was the beginning of the, you know, downfall of Kinloch. But I mean, it definitely didn't help, but it wasn't the sole reason.
Because Kinloch School District was 99% black. And this was during the time of, you know, past Brown versus Board of Education.
Correct. You know,
schools are no longer segregated, so you have to deseg. And so it was the Kinloch School District and the Berkeley School District.
Correct.
That were forced to combine with the predominantly white Ferguson-Florissant School District.
Ferguson-Florissant and Hazelwood School District.
When you dissolve a school district, when you take children out of a community and its educators, that was kind of like the first blow. Because what family is going to want to move to a community without a school district? And then you had the airport buyout, which more than 80% of the population slowly but surely trickled out.
My dad, when the eminent domain, that part came, then it got ugly. Not anything physical, but I could just see the anger in my dad. Because I remember him saying one time that the wrecking ball will have to come. And he said, I will be here. It almost came close to that. He was that angry. We were blessed enough to land on our feet. And unfortunately, some of them weren't blessed enough to land on their feet. And that's where my daughter comes in, at to at least give them some sense of pride that the things that you went through weren't in vain.
The story of Kinloch and what happened to Kinloch isn't any different from what's going on in the Ville, in Robertson, in Meacham Park, in Westland Acres. The frustrating part about Kinloch is it was Missouri's first black city. It's not just an average city. You know, if you meet somebody with an African-American ethnicity from St. Louis, they either lived there, had family that lived there, used to club there, used to work there.
Have some type of connection
to the city of Kinloch. And so racism, always a part of it. That was the founding of America, not just this little city in
right.
Missouri. It's the founding
right.
of America.
That was filmmaker Alana Marie and her father, Gerald Flowers, talking with St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler about documenting the decline of Kinloch.